listening to the Paul McGuire Report. This is Paul McGuire. I had the privilege of being on my good friend Doug Hagman's radio program not that long ago, a couple of days ago, a week ago or so. And I didn't plan to do this. And I almost never show my emotions in the media. And that's because there's a risk factor involved. And the risk factor is this. If you have not first established your intellectual, logical, rational credibility, if you haven't proven yourself to the listening or watching audience in terms of your credibility, the logic of your presentation, the knowledge that you have, are you actually qualified to comment on what you're commenting on? You have to have that settled with the audience. And then and only then, and I don't think I've ever revealed so much emotion. I can't remember revealing so much emotion publicly in my life, which is a very risky thing because you could potentially wreck your reputation. But as I was recounting the story of when I had a miraculous encounter with Jesus Christ in a church library at the Lambs Club, 44th Street and Broadway in New York City. And, you know, really, you need to go to paulmcguire.us, paulmcguire.us. Listen to all three shows I did with Doug Hagman. They're kind of in a row. And in one show, I tell the story of where I was literally at the feet of Jesus in the spiritual realm. And I'd never talked about it in the sense of it being a vision. I don't know what it was. Okay, was it a vision? Was I transported somewhere? In any case, as I was recounting what happened to me, it re-engaged my personality to the experience, and I began to, you know, weep. And I controlled myself, but it was a very emotional experience. But I made the decision that, you know, I can control my emotions and I can lock them. Like most men, we lock our emotions. But I said to the Lord privately that I'll risk it, Lord, I'll risk it all. If it means ridicule, then so be it. If it means rejection, so be it. Now, I'm not saying everybody should do that. Okay, I went for decades without doing it. You have to the best of your ability, if you're going to be that transparent, you got to know that there's a price that goes with it. God will move. When we are transparent, it really means we, our personality, our ego, gets out of the way, and God can really move. But in order for you and I to be transparent, and by the way, you and I cannot effectively reach our nation, this world, our families, our coworkers. We cannot effectively reach people for Jesus Christ unless we are first willing to be transparent. And being transparent means you're naked in a sense, not physically, but spiritually. And as such, you're vulnerable because you're not walking around with like a self-manufactured personality, you know, acting like you're all hip and cool or whatever. You cast that aside. And you don't act like a fool either, by the way. The goal is to be affected for Jesus Christ. Anyway, Doug Hagman said that he felt that what had just happened on his program, and you need to hear those interviews. You can go to paulmcguire.us and hear them. You can go to the Hagman Report or Hagman PI. And there's three shows, I believe, and there's a total of like 4 hours of interviews. We did it all in one take. I mean, we just went and did it. And the power of God moved. And Doug Hagman said, I don't think I can remember the power of God. I'm paraphrasing him. I can't ever remember the power of God moving so strongly through this program as I have tonight. Because it was a miraculous event. Not because of me, not because of him, but because I believe the gravity of the hour. It was a powerful event. And I want to talk to you about that because what I conveyed. And again, you've got to hear the message. And you should get the book, Power from On High. We've discounted it. It's a powerful book. But the critical thing here is, just like the book cover says in the symbolism of the cover, it's not that time is running out. It's that time has already run out. Let me repeat that to you. It's not that time is running out. It is that time has already run out for America and the world. And as you see on the cover of Power from On High, you'll see the clock, the big gold clock. And it's midnight. It's midnight. It's midnight on the prophetic clock. And you know what that means. Midnight at the prophetic clock, that's it. It's like means that time is ending. It's the end of the age. And I don't say that with a cavalier attitude, but I spent the last 3 years, yes, running the ministry, but basically pulling back from speaking invitations, pulling back from conferences, pulling back from interviews. I think Doug was the second interview that I'd done in 2 years or 3 years. I pulled back because I got to the place, you know, the whole COVID thing happened, which I predicted in my books, because what the COVID thing was simply chaos. It was an example of new world order out of chaos. And they simply rebranded the words new world order. Klaus Schwab of the World Economic Forum simply rebranded the term new world order, and he called what was formerly called the new world order, he now calls the Great Reset. And it's a global transformation by the globalists, the one worlders. And it's written about in Bible prophecy. And I've been writing about it for 45 years. That's a long time. And I meet people constantly, usually through social media or whatever, who told me, you were warning us, Paul, 40 years ago about this, 35 years ago about this. Yes, I was. Get yourself a copy while we still have stock left over. We'll go into another printing. But I would hate for you to miss your opportunity to get the book at a discount while we're doing a second printing run or whatever. So go to paulmcguire.us. Take advantage of the discounts now. God gave you two hemispheres, a right brain and a left brain. So they should be working in an integrated and balanced fashion in order for you to be able to utilize and harness the power of your God-given mind, to access the mind of Christ, to use all the gifts, the talents, the abilities that God has placed in you, in your genetic code, in your DNA. But in order to do that, you must integrate and balance the two hemispheres. Okay, so let's just review this. We've talked about this. I talk about this in my book, by the way, Power from On High. I talk about it in The Greatest Battle. I talk about it in the other books because it's such an essential and powerful truth. Okay, let's start with some simple things, okay? So we have the left brain and the right brain, and it's relatively simple. So for example, it's also called the left hemisphere and the right hemisphere of your brain. So in your left brain hemisphere, this is where your ability to analyze, to use logic, to create ideas, to process and develop facts, to use mathematical abilities from very basic like accounting skills all the way up to advanced physics, advanced mathematics, the ability to train the capacities of your mind in a disciplined way is also a function of the left brain. Now, some of the functions of the right brain or the right hemisphere brain would be creativity, the ability to create. I mean, that could be anything in the arts, any creativity. The first thing that the Christians completely have aborted the essential importance of God, of the God of the Bible being the Creator God, capital C. And the first thing that we learn about God's character in the book of Genesis is that he is the Creator, capital C. So it goes without saying that if we're going to be godlike or Christlike, and you never hear this taught, I've been teaching it this way for 45 years, creativity is an essential part of manifesting the character of God in the physical world. So creativity comes out of the right brain. Intuition comes out of the right brain. Intention, the whole spectrum of arts, and that would include music and writing and sculpture and filmmaking and media arts. Then creation, the creation of God. Creation is not just, again, traditional artistic creation, but like the guys who, invented the Nike shoes and Air Jordan and that whole story that was done in a film recently. That was business, but the when you see the artist and the developer of the Air Jordan shoes, which they had to fight tooth and nail to get it made, to get it financed, to sign Michael Jordan on for the contract. And they paid at that time an unheard of amount of money. And they also signed over, which was never done before, they paid Michael Jordan and Michael Jordan's family huge sums of money in terms of profits from the various sports franchises. And when you see what went into the making of Air Jordan and the creativity of the design of the shoe, but also the creativity of the marketing, that is creativity in the business field. The greatest business ventures always utilize creativity, and that's a right brain function. And now that I think about it, because I was just watching a movie a couple of days ago, there was one guy, I forgot his name, he was a key player in the Nike running shoe story and the whole Air Jordan running shoe. They paid millions of dollars to Michael Jordan. But they ended up, that millions of dollars that everybody was having a heart attack over meant nothing in a couple of years. Because in a short, relatively short period of time, that many million dollar investment they made to get Michael Jordan and his running for their running shoes, that was translated into over, now listen to this, over $1 billion in sales. So even though everybody was against this guy, he kept using this line in the movie: "I've never felt like this before. I have a feeling that we've got to sign it. We've got to sign him." So they took their entire budget that was supposed to be divided up into buying the names of three up-and-coming basketball stars. And his idea was, no, chuck all the basketball stars and spend Nike's entire budget on one guy, Michael Jordan, because this guy had an intuitive feeling, an intuitive gut feeling. And he kept saying it over and over again. And the power of this intuitive feeling inside of him caused him to do unbelievably bold and courageous things that nobody did before. And he broke rules. He showed up at Michael Jordan's mother's house because she called the shots of the business deals. He called up the lawyer of Michael Jordan and got into an intense negotiation war. But it didn't matter because everybody was so freaked out about the risk. Because for Nike, that was a lot of money. They were competing against Adidas running shoes, which were backed by a big German company that had, millions and millions of dollars to play with. Nike did not. And yet, even though that investment could have bankrupted Nike, it ended up earning for Nike profits. And I don't know what the profits are current up to today. The movie came out, I guess, a year ago. But it was way over $1 billion. Way over $1 billion in sales, which was so far beyond the monies that these other companies made. It was staggering. But why was this one guy with the company? He had a dream. And it wasn't, he had a dream, but he also paid the price. There were so many scenes. He's sitting in his house or his apartment or whatever. And he is obsessed with watching, you know, videotapes of Michael Jordan playing, and a famous shot that Michael Jordan took that would made, you know, basketball history. And he studied every move of Michael Jordan meticulously. And then he compared and studied every move of the other basketball players. And so he was called internally in the company, you know, the basketball guru. And he would jump on a plane or drive anywhere to meet with somebody, because he was not going to stop till he got Michael Jordan. He kept saying that at the risk of his job, at the risk they threatened to fire him. Okay, so what does that tell us? It tells us that he did his homework by studying the performances of the basketball stars. So he was employing his left brain functions like analysis. He was left brain analyzing basketball performance, the shots, the positioning of the other players on the court. I mean, you know, hardcore left brain facts, math, training, ideas, logic, analysis. A lot of people want a shortcut. Those left brain functions I just mentioned to you, they want a shortcut. He did, this guy, the basketball guru, he did all that. He did his homework. And so because he did his homework for years and started in the college leagues and developing a phenomenally successful marketing strategy for Nike that was built around college basketball, then he moved into the NBA and professional basketball. And then you see all the heavy-duty left brain activity. And then you see that what drives him home, what gives them the capacity to know that he has to get Michael Jordan, was the right brain functions of creativity, intuition. And he kept saying it over and over again, I feel it in intuition, I feel it in my gut. I've never, in all my years of being in this business, I've never had a feeling like this. I've never had a feeling so strong that I need to, that we need to sign this player, Michael Jordan. You see, because he had paid the price by utilizing his left brain, then he earned the right to access the powers of the right brain, which were things like creativity, intuition, arts. You say, oh, what do arts have to do with basketball? When you look at the movie on Michael Jordan and Air Jordan, the making, the manufacturing, and the design of the Air Jordan basketball shoe is literally a work of art. And you listen to the designer talk about it as if he is making a work of art. And in his mind, it is a work of art, which is a right brain capacity. Then the creation, the finished product of the shoe. This shoe was like unlike any other shoe. It was supposed to be, you know, more conformist in design, which meant predominantly a white shoe with red lettering. You know, that was the way things were done back then. But with the Air Jordan shoe, they took the bold, creative, yet intuitive step, and they made it a bright red shoe. So it was predominantly all red. It was like fire engine red, and the lettering was in white. So they flipped the dominant colors, and it caught on. The sales the first year were in the millions and millions and millions of dollars. I mean, it just took off like a rocket. And he had the feeling and the imagination or vision. And this is what caused him to not take no for an answer. He wasn't just a salesman, marketing, basketball guru. It was his intuition. It was his vision. It was his, he was listening to his gut. These are all synonymous terms. Now, why am I saying all this? Okay, we're going to be back in a moment, because everything I'm saying applies to the Bible. It applies to your life, my life. It applies to the greatest battle in the history of mankind. It applies to the future of America. It applies to everything that you and I are facing and that our nation is facing. The Word of God is not some antiquated book. The Word of God transcends contemporary psychology, and it transcends even the best analysis of the left and right brain. And we're going to be back in a moment. Now, you need to, just like the basketball guru for Nike, studied, read, watched videotapes of the basketball performances over and over and over again till he knew his stuff backwards and forwards. If you want to be a champion in life, and that doesn't mean you're necessarily going to be Michael Jordan, but maybe you will be. But if you're going to be a champion in life, if you're going to be an overcomer in life, you have got to master the basics. You've got to understand that God is the great designer, the great engineer, the great creator behind the entire biological, neurological systems that we call our left brain and our right brain. It was God's intelligence that created it. And when you see MRIs and photographic images of the left brain and right brain activity, it's obvious, you know, Grateful Dead. I like the Grateful Dead, but I'm not a deadhead, okay? A deadhead is somebody who's done way too much LSD and acid. A deadhead is synonymous with being a burnout hippie. You fried your brains, or as Ken Kesey would say, fried ice cream. No, I'm not a deadhead. You're not a deadhead. I don't care what kind of life you've had. Maybe you were an alcoholic. Maybe you were addicted to meth or amphetamines, or I don't know. There's so many drugs today. Or God forbid, I mean, God may God have mercy on your soul. May God supernaturally protect you from things like fentanyl. This thing is like demonic in its ability to kill people. Assuming that you've survived that, your brain, touched by the power of the Holy Spirit, which can feel like electrical charges going off between your ears, if you'll immerse yourself in the Word of God, if you'll pray, if you'll seek the face of God, if you'll ask God to heal you in prayer, if you'll ask God to fill you with the power of the Holy Spirit, power from on high, God will heal your brain and he will supercharge your left brain and your right brain. Your left brain and right brain and your neurological system. He will reboot you, baby. He will reboot you. And the same power, hear what I'm saying to you, because the Lord is speaking to you right at this very second. Wherever you're listening to me from now, the Paul McGuire Report, wherever you are in the United States, whatever city or small town you're in, whatever nation you are in on planet Earth, it's not an accident that you're listening to my voice, Paul McGuire, right at this second on the Paul McGuire Report. It's not an accident. It's a divine coincidence, because God is trying to impart a message to you through this program. And the message is this: no matter how you abused yourself in terms of drugs and booze and dangerous substances and you know, all the rest of that garbage, God has the power from on high. God has the power to neurologically heal your left brain and your right brain, the biochemistry of your brain, the neurons, the neurological pathways. Just because you may have abused your brain, by the design of God, has a built-in programming system that enables your brain to not only reboot itself, but to rebuild itself, to regenerate itself, and to actually heal itself. That is how part of how God created the human brain. The human brain and mind is an awesome miracle in and of itself, designed by the Creator. Now, I want to say one other thing to you, because I've devoted a lifetime studying this, experiencing stuff that some of you wouldn't, I mean, you would not even know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about, I mean, you know, only a guy led by the Holy Spirit would major at the University of Missouri with a dual major, one in psychology in the brand new field of altered states of consciousness, where I would study stuff like this, and filmmaking. Now, who in their right mind majors in those fields and expects to have a job? Yet those two disciplines have been foundational in allowing me to minister to people in all walks of life with all kinds of problems and challenges, releasing their potential and winning them to the Lord in totally non-traditional ways. And that's why the race is on, baby. We're running out of time. I am here to light a fire in you, power from on high, so that you'll pass it on to somebody else that'll pass it on. And then if we all do our part by coming before the Lord in prayer and reading his word and crying out to him and believing him for power from on high, we can experience a legitimate and biblically authentic revival, a biblically authentic third great awakening, can impact America even in this total crisis moment at this very nanosecond. And I will say to you again and again and again, the battle isn't in the future. The battle isn't in the past. That's done. The battle we're facing is right now at this nanosecond, not even at this second. This nanosecond is a microscopic second. And just think about this. The same God, Jesus, who said to us that if we have faith the size of a mustard seed, that's an itsy-bitsy seed, but it grows up into a large tree. If we have a faith the size of a mustard seed, we can speak to a mountain and say, be thou removed and cast into the sea. And that mountain has to yield to our authority. And that mountain has to be rooted out supernaturally, picked up and cast into the sea. Now, you say, I don't see that happening a lot. I don't see it happening a lot either. But I believe that God is preparing his church, is preparing his bride, not with counterfeit miracles and counterfeit apostles, but biblically sound teachers, that God is about to pour out on his people within the parameters of sound doctrine. Hear what I'm saying and don't misinterpret it, please. Within the parameters of sound doctrine, within the parameters of a biblical worldview, I believe God is on the precipice of pouring out his spirit, power from on high. You need to get the book and study it and teach others, okay? Teach others. That's what Jesus commanded us to do. And we can ignite this nation. If everybody would do that, obey the Lord, not resist him, we can light a fire of genuine, authentic, biblical revival. And I'm not saying America, we snap our fingers, it's going to be a Christian nation. But I'm saying there will be a counter surge. Hear me, please. There will be a massive counter surge of the Holy Spirit, the dunamis, power from on high. We're to be clothed with power from on high. There will be a counter surge to go against the tide of the demonic, satanic surge that is pummeling our nation and world right now. And you know it is, and I know it is. But if we attempt to fight Satan and the demonic powers with mere human weapons, with mere human intelligence, God, the devil and the demonic powers will eat our lunch and destroy us. And God doesn't want us that to happen. And God has given us the spiritual tools that we need, such as being clothed with power from on high, that will turn the tide of the Bible if we allow God to clothe us with power from on high. So I need you to partner with this ministry. I'm tired of playing games. We have to expand. We need certain technologies to expand. I'm under attack from so many of the social media things, constant threats of pulling us down, being pulled down. Whenever I speak the truth, I have the social media companies canceling me, pulling me down. Now, what does that tell you? It tells you that the battle for the mind is being fought on the battlefield of social media, etc. So why would you threaten a guy and a ministry who the only thing he's done was to tell the truth, and his motive for telling the truth is to bring healing and the love of God to the nation? Why does a guy, Paul McGuire Ministries, why am I a target? Why am I threatened? Why am I pulled down off of social media platforms when my goal and purpose is to spread the love of God and to heal our nation? I mean, that doesn't make any sense, does it? The only reason that could possibly be happening is evil people have infiltrated these giant corporations, and they're using these giant corporations, social media corporations, to control the minds of the masses. And they don't want somebody like me speaking the truth to you, because they want to enslave you and use you and make a captive out of you. Whereas I want to speak the truth to you, because the truth will set you free. I'm here in the name of Jesus and in the name of God, which is love. And I want to speak the truth to you so that you can be set free in every dimension of your life. Do you hear what I'm saying? But I cannot do it by myself. I am challenging you before today's program, the Paul McGuire Report, is over, is seek the Lord. And when the Lord speaks to you through your intuition in your inner man or your inner woman, when you hear that still small voice of the Lord, and the Lord is telling you to donate financially, contribute financially, give to this ministry, just like the basketball guru, he was following his intuition, not just his logical mind. And I'm telling you to use your logical mind, but at the same time, when the Lord speaks to you in your intuition, the still small voice of the Lord, and says, I want you to donate $25,000 or $100,000 or $25 or $15 or whatever the dollar amount is that the Lord puts on your heart. I'm asking you to take a step of obedience and do what God says so that I can move faster than they can move, and I can develop high-level alternative media platforms and to continue to plant the seed of God's word in the hearts of millions of people around the world, and especially the United States of America. By the way, there is no other plan that will save America besides the one that I'm proposing. You pull out Jesus and the power of God. I don't care how clever and how smart you are. Whatever your plan is, it's not going to make it. That's why the Republican Party is in big trouble, because it's basically become a big, hollow business party. It's lost its soul, which means the Spirit of God isn't on it. And I don't care how rich they are. They are not going to win a battle with totally committed Marxists, communists, and globalists who are dedicated ideologically to the tearing down of America. Soulless, empty-hearted Republicans who only care about money and the next business deal and don't have a thriving passion for God and a love for God and a patriotic duty to save our nation are no match for dedicated communists and Marxist revolutionaries that have infiltrated our nation. You understand that, right? So I need your help, and I need you to pray for me, my family, and everyone associated with this ministry. I must have your contributions and donations. I must have your intercessory prayers, and I need all of this. And if we move together, we can move mountains. So visit paulmcguire.us. That's paulmcguire.us. Spread this word. Begin by educating yourself and get, we're not playing. I'm not here to play. My future, I'm not doing this for myself. I'm not going to be around. I'm doing this for you, your children, and your grandchildren. And you should be doing the same thing. We don't want to leave our children a nation that is a curse, a nation that has become cursed by God, and that's what it is right now. This nation has opened the doors to bring down the curses of God's judgment on it. We need to repent as intercessory prayer warriors, call on God through the blood of Jesus, ask him for his mercy, become born again, obey him in all areas of our lives, and ask God to clothe us with power from on high, and get and yield to that supernatural power, dunamis, power from on high, by faith. This is Paul McGuire. Immediately visit paulmcguire.us. That's paulmcguire.us. And together, where two or more of us gather together in his name, Jesus' name, he will do whatever we ask him to do. And let's go for it, man. Let's take the land. Let's occupy the land. It's a commandment of Jesus.